This is Dakota Datebook for September 28th. In 1941, North Dakota had an epidemic of Western equine encephalitis. So authorities recommended that farm workers wear mesh veils, gloves, and ankle coverings. And that's because the outbreak was linked to mosquitoes transmitting a virus from the horses. Encephalitis causes inflammation of the brain, flu-like symptoms, weakness, and loss of consciousness. The so-called sleeping sickness had been present in the state since the 1930s, but nothing like the epidemic of 1941, which affected at least 1,100 North Dakotans, killing at least 130. The epidemic began in early July when four people in Cass County were hospitalized. In Jamestown, a farm family was sickened, and several of their horses died. A week later, 21 people were hospitalized in Fargo. Health authorities strived to clean up mosquito breeding places, and a Bismarck filling station owner donated 200 gallons of used crankcase oil to pour around a local reservoir to help combat the mosquitoes. The disease appeared across the state, from Carpio to Christine, Hettinger to Hebron, Wilton to Wing. Dozens of people were hospitalized, some in critical condition. By mid-August, the epidemic reached a peak of 340 cases in 1 week. Stutzman, Cass, and Bottineau counties were hot spots. State and federal health authorities met in Fargo to discuss research into the regional epidemic, which stretched across the northern plains from Nebraska to Manitoba. 1941 was a record wet year for North Dakota, which favored mosquitoes. Aside from the body coverings, health authorities also recommended that farm workers do their chores during a breezy time of day. Other recommendations were to install screens over porches and openings to houses and to drain or treat standing water. There were similar measures for protecting horses, such as screens and isolating animals. More than 2,500 North Dakota horses were sickened and more than 500 died. On this date in 1941, the epidemic was waning, likely due to cold weather. For the first time in months, encephalitis was no longer the leading communicable disease in the state. Health officials were anxious, however, about the prospect of the disease returning the following year. But in 1942, only 24 cases were reported. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Jack Dura. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.